Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 37 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Daria Denisenko.
For 9 months of basically ignoring the people's branch of government that all of a sudden he wanted to talk.
The battle over the governor's emergency executive powers may end up in court.
The Vice President of the United States is focusing on Appalachia.
The Senate Minority Leader is condemning a new representative.
A new unemployment scam is making the rounds of social media.
Childcare in the Commonwealth is becoming a big problem.
Remote renewal of Kentucky IDs has been extended.
One small business in Southeast Kentucky is expanding.
In sports, we'll take a look at the weekend's upcoming action.
Bud Loop has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 17. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The battle over Governor Andy Beshear's use of emergency executive powers during the COVID-19 pandemic appears on track to end up in the courts. With Republican leaders vowing to revive bills reining in Beshear's authority as swiftly as the governor vetoed them, the prospects for a compromise are fading fast. Among the bills are measures that would require executive orders be reapproved by the General Assembly every 30 days and bar the governor from shutting down businesses that follow CDC's safety guidelines. While Beshear held out hope his administration could strike a deal, GOP leaders are in the mood for action first. Senate Majority Leader Damon Thayer spoke with WDRB.
But we found it ironic that after 9 months of basically ignoring the people's branch of government, that all of a sudden on the verge of his vetoes being overridden, all of a sudden he wanted to talk.
Beshear says without the range of options afforded to his office to combat the pandemic, the state risks allowing future waves to grow out of control.
Citizens of the region showed overwhelming support for Trump in the 2020 election, but the new vice president says Appalachians matter to the vision the administration has for the country. VP Kamala Harris says in West Virginia, one in seven families describes their household as being hungry, one in six can't pay their rent, and one in four small businesses are closing permanently or have already closed. Harris tells WSAZ the American Rescue Plan would put cash into Americans' bank accounts.
We're offering the American Rescue Plan that's about opening schools back up in a safe way. It's about getting support for small businesses, getting relief for families. So many people have been unemployed for almost a year at this point, hardworking folks who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own.
Vice President Harris says transferring the talents of skilled workers in the coal industry to jobs in other energy forms is at the forefront of the plan.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell did not mince words in his recent condemnation of freshman Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. But as WUKY's Josh James reports, the pointed comments are drawing attention for their timing.
In a statement, McConnell blasted Greene as a purveyor of, quote, loony lies and conspiracy theories, which he described as a, quote, cancer on the Republican Party. Strong words that mark a sharp departure from McConnell's low profile during the many controversies that engulfed the previous White House. The statement comes as McConnell throws his weight behind Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, a Republican under fire from Trump loyalists, over her vote to impeach the former president. Observers point to an emerging pattern with Kentucky's senior senator taking recent opportunities to distance his party from Trump. Now that the former president is out of office, the moves are consistent with earlier New York Times reporting, which suggested McConnell favors impeachment as a way of purging Trump from the GOP. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Officials with the Better Business Bureau say scammers are using Facebook and text messaging sites to contact individuals about missing unemployment benefits. According to one victim, scammers asked for a text with an individual's name and date of birth, promising benefits would be distributed after paying the fee. Heather Clary, with the Better Business Bureau in Lexington, tells LEX18 government agency will not ask for a fee.
Government agency will tell you that none of them are going to contact you out of the blue, offering a way for you to up your claim or get it more quickly by paying some money or providing some information.
For more information to see if there is any fraudulent activity in the region, visit the BBB Scam Tracker website.
Child care has become one of the biggest issues of the pandemic. According to a survey, 25% of parents say they're still struggling to find child care. Child care access has been steadily declining in Kentucky for years. Perry Papka is the director of policy for Pritchard Committee. He tells LEX 18, 46% of parents had to change their job status to take care of their kids or to afford child care.
You're going to see it most directly in people's ability to go back to work. If we don't have enough child care, that's a huge drag on Kentucky's economy in the near and long term.
Papka says the solution is for the state and federal government to invest in the child care industry.
State officials announced an extension for remote renewal of qualifying expired Kentucky driver's license and ID cards this week. WMKY's Lakin Hupp has the story.
The new order grants Kentuckians access to renew or replace their driver's license or ID if it expires by June 30, 2021, through their circuit court clerk's preferred mail-in or drop method. Candidates who need a driver's test conducted by Kentucky State Police must successfully complete that step before renewing a credential. Officials say the coronavirus has taken the lives of nearly 4,000 Kentuckians. This is one way to help people stay healthy and avoid crowds. More information is available at drive.ky.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
The West Virginia Department of Human Health and Resources allocated medical marijuana permits for dispensaries, processors, and growers in the state. One of those permits for a dispensary went to Mountaineer Integrated Care. Community Outreach Coordinator Johnny McFadden tells WSAZ the company decided to open their dispensary in Ravenswood, West Virginia, in hopes of bringing jobs to the community.
And at the end, once we explained that this is medical, this is not recreational or adult use, and that is the narrow purpose of this, is to help people. Everybody was pretty much on board.
The group hopes to provide an alternative to those who suffer from medical conditions while forging a new path in the cannabis industry in the Mountain State.
Across the state of Kentucky, small business operations have been halted due to the pandemic. Despite that, Pig and a Poke opened a second location in Paintsville, offering curbside and carryout service. Owner Rick Hughes tells WYMT money from the federal government, like the Paycheck Protection Program, has helped to keep the business afloat.
We're new, of course. We're trying to work the best we can to serve the community, to serve our customers. We want to earn your business.
Hughes says he hopes to have the restaurant open for socially distanced indoor dining around the week of Valentine's Day.
A group of friends have launched a nonprofit organization to raise money and support for a northeastern Kentucky park. WMKY's Ben Hall has the story.
The Friends of Greenbow Lake State Resort Park have launched a nonprofit organization to raise money and support for the park located in Greenup. According to the Daily Independent, membership to the nonprofit is open to the public and the cost varies, but all donations to the organization are tax deductible. Membership benefits include sharing ideas for the park, volunteering with the activities, and getting to know staff. The park features a 225-acre lake, 28 miles of trails, a lodge, and a campground. For WMKY News, I'm Ben Hall.
The pandemic has put a strain on many aspects of life, including relationships. Dr. Larry Springate is a licensed marriage and family therapist with the Center for Relationships in Nicholasville. He tells LAX 18 factors like being home together more often, financial hardships, and anxiety over changing times have heightened issues that may have existed before the pandemic. Springate says the most common issue that come up with new clients is communication.
Communication, taking things personal, as so often couples, one or the other, takes things personal. And then another thing is taking each other for granted.
His advice for couples at odds is to be flexible to a new routine, be patient, and actively listen to one another.
There is now an app to help motivate kids to get their chores done and learn about money at the same time. The app is called Busy Kid, where parents can assign chores and pay for the work. It helps kids like 11-year-old Abigail New accomplish simple tasks like homework and allows her mother a new way to hold her accountable. New tells Wave 3 News she enjoys learning how to save money.
It feels good to know that I'm being rewarded for something that I technically should do on a daily basis without allowance, but it makes me feel good.
Each week, a percentage of the allowance is saved automatically. They can also donate to charity and invest in real stock.
Taking a look at the weather for the WMKY listening area. Tonight, it's mostly clear with a low around 18. On Thursday, it's cloudy with a high near 48. On Thursday night, expect a low around 28 degrees. On Friday, a chance of flurries with a low around 35 degrees. On Friday night, it's mostly cloudy with a low around 24. On Saturday, it's mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. And on Saturday night, expect a low around 25 degrees.
On our feature segment today, the Equal Diversity Education Center at Morehead State University is hosting events for all students to celebrate Black History Month. WMKY's Rachel Turner has more.
Though many programs can't be replicated virtually, there have been other ways to engage students while staying mindful of the pandemic. Dr. Corey Clark is the Minority Academic Services Coordinator at MSU. He says there are significantly less programs this year.
One of my favorite events, of course, is the soul food dinner, which we couldn't necessarily do this year. So there's a couple of things that we've traditionally have done that that's not necessarily in, and a lot more films. Like we usually traditionally would have a lot more films, but things have kind of changed with how the company that we use and how they stream those. And so not being in person kind of limited a lot that was able to do this year.
However, they are still using the virtual setting to educate students. Events include a BHM bingo, viewing of Just Mercy, and a tour of the True Black History Virtual Museum. Another event is the virtual Chill and Paint. Clark says students will learn about Black icons through art.
Three different individuals that kind of give you instructions on how to paint. So you can either kind of do it on your own and kind of post it up in your room, but it also provides like a bibliography a little bit about what that individual's done and the impact that they've had on our society. And so you can kind of do it on your own, or you could join us where we kind of talk a little bit about these individuals, their impact, and just have a good opportunity to just kind of celebrate and fellowship with one another.
According to USA Today, in 2020, MSU was ranked the 14th least diverse university in the country, with approximately 89.9% enrolled students identifying as white. According to the MSU 2016 Diversity Plan Report, the institution is 3.4% Black. Clark says these statistics matter when planning events.
Especially when we're looking at a predominantly white institution, just for the overall quality of the experience, we have to be able to expose our students to different forms, different cultures, different experiences that can prepare them to be leaders in our society, and that's not just with our Black students, but with all the different cultures. And so it's just important in general to expose them to as much diversity as possible.
Clark adds Black students on campus need to be represented.
As the minority, you may not see or feel that things are always designed for you. And so every now and then to have that feeling that, man, that right there, you know, that's something that means a lot to me or represents me. And so it's always good to have those, not just to limit it within Black History Month, but just throughout the academic calendar year regardless.
While the most important goal is to celebrate the history of Black people, Clark recognizes how difficult it can be for students doing online school. Having a break to do a unique activity is important.
This kind of found a fun way to celebrate Black History Month and just kind of one of those creative ways to try to engage students virtually, because I know that sometimes when we get, you know, when students get online virtually, you know, with classes and, you know, they Zoom, that they experience that burnout. So finding opportunities to have fun while we're still learning.
For more information about the events throughout this month, visit EagleLink, where all programs can be accessed. For WMKY News, I'm Rachel Turner.
Support for MSPR comes from the Morehead Community Recycling Center. Maintaining a safe operation, CDC recommended health and safety guidelines are followed. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership with the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University. Located near the Morehead City Park with a 24-hour drop-off service, curbside service, and more information at 784-1250. Facebook and online at moreheadrecycling.org.
It's 37 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Keneally Roberts, here with Daria Denisenko and Sarah Mead. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Heather Fannin has a look at sports, but first we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you taking the time to join us on this chilly Wednesday afternoon.
We're taking a look at sports in the region this week. For WMKY News, I'm Heather Fannin. Sporting events in the middle of a global pandemic look very different than competition in the before times. Athletes at Morehead State University are restricting contacts with people outside the sports bubble in order to continue scheduled games and practice. The basketball season for men and women is in full swing. Track and volleyball are gearing up for competition later this week, and baseball and softball teams are practicing now for their season starts. Sarah Hacker is the Assistant Athletic Director of External Affairs at MSU. She says in-person tickets for basketball are available, but capacity is limited to around 900 people.
There was several meetings back in September and October on how we were going to make this happen and following the CDC guidelines. So we've done really well. We do have some guidelines for fans. Obviously, we don't want anybody to come to a game if they are feeling sick or have symptoms.
Tickets for basketball games on Thursday and Saturday can be found at msueagles.com. The Morehead men's basketball team has sacrificed a tremendous amount this season due to COVID-19. The basketball program has set strict protocol to ensure they have a reduced chance of contracting the virus. According to head coach Preston Spradlin, the team has spent most of their time together because of the rules in place. They have been on a curfew, as well as not spending time in public places.
They don't do any of those things. So they're in the gym, and they spend a lot of time with each other. And so we've been really intentional as a staff to just try to make things as fun as possible for the guys, whether it's keeping things lighthearted in the film room after a game and, you know, splicing in a movie clip after a good play or something like that, or, you know, scrapping practice one day to play dodgeball. Or
Coach Spradlin believes that the team's love for one another and their chemistry has carried over and is responsible for their success on the court this season. Morehead State soccer junior defender Nicole Palmer has been named to the Ohio Valley Conference's preseason players to watch list for the second consecutive season. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania native led the Eagles in nearly every statistic last season, including goals, points, shots, shots on goal, game-winning goals, and minutes played. She also netted the only penalty kick for MSU while finishing tied for second on the team in assists. For her efforts throughout the season, she made second team All-OVC while also being named Defensive Player of the Week for the week of October 1, 2019. Morehead State soccer begins its season on March 2nd with a home game against OVC rival Mary State. The Eagles will also host Tennessee Tech, UT Martin, Southeast Missouri, and Austin Peay throughout the season. The Pioneer Football League has released an updated schedule for this year's spring season. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
With Dayton and Marist opting out of the season, Morehead State's opponents and home dates have changed slightly. In November, the PFL President's Council endorsed a six-game conference season in the spring of 2021. The six-week schedule will see seven league members, joined by Presbyterian, each play three home and three away contests. Morehead State's game at James Madison on February 20th remains the same. The Eagles will face the Dukes and then take the three-week break before the PFL schedule commences. Morehead State opens the PFL slate on March 13th at Presbyterian. MSU will be on the road for back-to-back contests on March 27th against Davidson and April 3rd against Butler. The schedule finishes with a pair of home games against Valparaiso on April 10th and Butler on April 17th. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Another game day draws near for the Round County Senior High School girls basketball team. Games have been few and far between for the young squad this season due to the pandemic, having played only three games total so far. Coach Matt Stokes says that brings a lot of challenge as they work to prepare for a road game against Morgan County tomorrow.
It's hard because you can't, where you're so young, you can't get any continuity with the girls. you know, they don't get to know each other very well. So we're hoping when we get back in, you know, things are going to start turning our way and we stay in the gym a little bit longer.
Looking to get one in the win column, the Vikings head to Morgan County tomorrow evening for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY News, I'm Heather Fannin.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. It was a quiet day on Wall Street, with the Dow Industrials finishing up only 35.13 at 30,722.61. The S&P 500 likewise had a small gain of 3.78 at 3830.10. And the NASDAQ Composite was actually down 2.23, finishing at 13,610.54. Energy stocks and communication services were your best sectors. And in individual stock news today, Google was a very good performer, jumping 7.3% after the company reported revenue growth of 23% in the fourth quarter. On the other hand, Amazon was down 2% despite reporting earnings that were almost double estimates. And of course, yesterday after the close, it was announced that Jeff Bezos would be stepping down as CEO. Amgen was your worst performer among Dow Jones stocks or Dow Jones industrial stocks, as it dropped 1.4% after issuing a weaker-than-expected outlook for the 2021 calendar year. In economic news, the ADP employment report showed that private firms added 174,000 jobs for the latest month, for the month of January, and 50,000 was the estimate going into the report. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1% at $55.80 a barrel. Gold was up 1.3%, finishing at $1,834.70 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX down 32 cents at $89.32. App Harvest down 5.40 at $31.37. Marathon Petroleum up $2.18 at $47.33. U.S. Bancorp up 48 cents at $44.73. And AEP was down 83 cents to finish at $81.28. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Carrie Stambo, Jonathan Burton, Sarah Mead, Lakin Hupp, Heather Fannin, Shamari Mosley, and Ben Hall, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Rachel Turner. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Daria Denisenko and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Keneally Roberts for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.